We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Two lines in the bottom. Pshita, Oma Eini Meshalim. If he first says, I'm not paying, V'chozva Oma Eini Meshalim, he says, you know what, I'm going to pay. Hakom Eini Meshalim. He said he's going to pay, so if he gets kefil. That means, Pashas, he didn't go through the whole process and pat himself with a shua. He just first said, you know what, I'm not paying. And he said, you know what, okay, I'm going to pay. So Halach is, he gets the kefil because of Maisi, he paid. Ella, what about a case like this? Omar Inim Mishalom, he says, I'm going to pay. The Chozav Omar Inim Mishalom. Then he says, you know, I'm not paying. And what do you have to do? You have to schlep him to Besdin and collect from him and the whole 9 yards. Now, Tosfos speaks out, he can't be Chozav. Once he says, I'm going to pay, he got to can't be Chozav. That's why we'll bring him to Besdin and we'll collect from him. But he just said, Inim Mishalom, so you have to schlep him to Besdin, you have to go make a collection, and therefore, already, maybe, the owner is not so happy about this. Who says Maknas Chakes? My Mirin in Mahad the Kohodabay, he's being Khaizer. And since he's being Khaizer, I'm angry at you. Oidumba but Milsakai, really, he's still sticking with his guns that he's gonna pay for it. But he doesn't have money, that's all. But the Khuyu the Kamadkale, he's just pushing you off. Just to explain this, if you see Taisvis, the Mas of a Khazar, you have to go almost to the end of Taisvis. Tais says Vahakha the Kamahad the Kohodabay, that he's saying he's being Khaizer, Lois Yuchal Achzar. Not that it could be chayzer, elo roitzu lachzer. He wants to be chayzer. Al pisha ain't a yochel. Bloy mak the clears without the chabezin. That's the first side. Or the other side is he doesn't even want to be chayzer. He's just pushing off the payment because he doesn't have money, and therefore there's still a hakna of the kefil. He more than have a bunch of more shilas. Next shilas. Omar hareini mishalim. He says I'm going to pay. This is the shomer. He's going to pay. Elamaisa, if we had a chance to pay, umeis he died. But Amru Banav and his children said, "Ain't on a mishalman. My, mi amrina on mahadika hadabe. I dilma the milsa davu in kaim v'dchuy the kamad chulei. Is he being chayzer or not? I guess like intim slime by the father, we say you're just pushing it off. What about by the child? The child, talking maybe he's really being chayzer. He's not such a nice the child who says so nice. Or also even the child, the katayne is just pushing it off. Shaila number three. Shomu Banav, my." A new shayla. Shayla is like this. The shomer was watching the behemah, and the shomer died. And right before the shomer died, the behemah got stolen. And he never had a chance to say, he didn't even have a chance to say, Reina Mishalim. But the children paid right away. My. Motsi Amalu, maybe the owner could say, Kiak noi kvela avuchin, the only person I'm not going to care for is to your father. That besides of being a shomer, I'm an alta chaver of his. The Ovid li nayich nafshoi. Like Rashi says, pa'am rabas osli karyos ruach. He did a lot of favors to me over the years, that's why I'm acting him the kefal. Lidid hu, loy, but you guys, I don't have no shaykhs to you, no relationship. Oidil ma loyish no. Lamaisa, you'll say, since they paid for the behemoth right away, maybe I do give him the kefal. The next shayla, I'm going to stop counting, I'm not going to keep track. Maybe it's the fourth or fifth. Shilim lebon and mai. What's the Shilim lebon and mai? What happens, the opposite case? That the shomer is still alive, it was stolen from the shomer. The shomer will pay for it. The problem is the bailim died, and it's the children who are having the tviya here where's my behemah? He says it was stolen. Here I'm paying you. Does he get the kefil or not? Shilim lebanamai. Motzi amar lo ki aknecha avuna kvela that my father would have gave you the kefil. The avilei naich nafshen. You guys have a relationship. You did favors for each other. Avanan ledidon loy. Me and you have no shaychas. Or we say loy shna. Next shayla. The first two shaylas, there was someone who was from the old relationship was alive still. What about shomu banim lebanim? Neither is the bailim alive or the shomer alive anymore. So here, and the children pay the children. Right. Do you get kef or not? Next shayla. Shilam mechtsamai. A regular case, we have a shomer and the bailim, and the shomer pays for half. Does he get half the kefil or not? Or maybe only if he could place the whole thing, is there this anan sadi that I'm giving you the kefil? Shal stay parois. Let's say he borrowed two parois, v'shilum achazbam, he paid one of them, my. What's the halacha in that case? So there you can look at two ways. First of all, on one hand, he paid for one whole bekadin, so maybe he gets that whole kefil. Or, lemaisa is only half of the deposit that was given to him. They gave him two svarim. The other say claim it was an oinus. The mice turned to both were stolen. So he's only nice that one. So here it's a little better than mechtza because here it's a whole behemah at least. So that's a new shayla. Next shayla. Shal min hashutvim. Vashim Lachamem. You borrowed for Shutma. Shutma owed a cow together. I borrowed the cow, and it got stolen or that died. Shutma said, where's my Shar? One of them I paid. The other guy said, yeah, it was a Mesav Achas Malacha. So, my, do you get at least half the kefil or not? And what about the next case, the opposite case? Shutvim Shasholu, Shutvim borrowed, and one of them paid his chalik. Does he get half the kefil? Vashilim Echadman. Does he get half the kefil? My. Shalom in Isha, Vashilim Abayla. So here, this Shiloh already, this Machlokes Rashi tells us what the case is. So Rashi's Shiloh is like this. We know something called Nichsei Melug, that if Isha brings in a cow with her into the marriage, so the Isha still owns the cow, but the Bailam gets the profits of the cow. The Bailam, the Baal, the husband, uses the cow. He can use the cow, get the use of the cow. So here, someone borrowed it, they borrowed this para, and he paid back the para to the Baal. So the Shaila is that called paying back to the Bailam? Or maybe the Isha is the Bailam. So what's the Shaila? So that's where Rashi learns the Shaila. Is the husband considered the owner or not? Frey Toisvis, if I pay the para back, so now the para goes back into the old upmach, in the old way it was, the old ownership, which means the Isha owns the Karen, and you own the Paris. What's the problem? So Toisvis says, what happened was, in Rashi Pshat, he first says, that you pay the Baal the amount of how much his Paris were. Now, you didn't actually pay back the principal. So in that case, the question is that called, do you get the kefil or not? And of course, Tosfos is naming on that the kefil always goes to the baal, because that's considered payrus, like Tosfos Rosh speaks out. And the different shayla is, it's really like a similar shayla, like shutvin, they paid half. That's what it's like. But Tosfos himself is his own anupshat. Tosfos says the case was, you borrowed from the Isha while she was a panuya, while she was single, when everything was hers. And you paid back after they were married. And that's the shayla is. He didn't pay the whole animal back to the Isha because now she's married. Now the husband gets payrus. Is that called paying back or not? That was the Gemara shayla. So shal mina Isha v'shilam baila mai. What are the opposite case? Isha shashala v'shilam baila mai. Here's a case where Isha borrowed the cow to use for the karka maluk shala, and the baal did the paying, not the Isha. Mai. Here someone else paid for the Isha. That's the shayla. Teiku. All these shailas end with a teiku, and we're not sure if the shomer gets the kefil. So the Gemara writes, Omer Rav Huna. Runa says a big aside, which we spoke out from the Rasha when we learned the Mishnah. Even Rav Huna says, even when you pay for it, so what are you trying to gain? You're gaining, you don't have to make a shvua. Every shomer, when he claims that it was stolen, let's say a shomer claims it was stolen, a potter, makes three shvuas. One shvua, shaloi pasha, he was negligent. Another shvua that like shalach bayad, he didn't use it illegally. And a third shvua shein b'shusa, he doesn't have it. Zogar Rav Huna, even if I agree to pay for it, I still have to do one shvua. That shvua shein b'shusa, because maybe he decided he likes this cow. He said, I have a great idea. I'll say it was stolen, and really I'm potter, but I'll be a big tzaddik. I'm paying for it. And meanwhile, this big tzaddik really still has the shar, and that's a problem. That's called loisachmoid. It's called a chamsin. He even though he pays for it, he's still called a ganav. It's called the iser like that. So akabano iser alav in the Torah. So here we make a shvua that he doesn't have it. Amar avunum. He has to make a shvua even when he pays for it. He has to make a shvua that he doesn't have it in his rishus. My timer chashin shem einim nasba. Maybe he wants it and he likes it and therefore he kept it. That's avunus membras. Now we're going to bring that a brisa, which will be a kasha or avuna. So meisve. It's not a hard brisa, but the brisa, the kasha will go to the bottom of meisve. Someone lends money to his friend Alamashkin. So we have to give names here. We don't have charts, and therefore we want to try to make sure we know what's going on. Okay, Reuven is the loiva, and Shimon's the malva. Remember, Shimon is the person who lends the money. So malva is chaver Alamashkin. Shimon gives money to Reuven, and Reuven gives back. We always use like the Rolex watch for example. Okay, so here Shimon gives Reuven a loan. Reuven gives his watch to Shimon. So Shimon's holding on to a watch, and Reuven has his $10,000 loan. That's what's going on here. Va'avar Amashkin. L'maisa, Shimon lost the watch. Va'amaloi, so they're coming out with the payment. Va'amaloi, sell al v'sichalav, shekel yishava. So Shimon comes, he's the one who lent the money. He says, Reuven, here, you owe me $10,000, and the watch, I lost the watch, it's terrible, the watch is worth $5,000. So, okay, you still owe me $5,000. I lost your watch, so, you know, I got $5,000 already, but you owe me $5,000. He says, no, that watch was worth 10 grand. That watch was $10,000. Let's bring it to the watchmaker. Oh, it's lost. I can't bring it. But yeah, but it's worth $10,000. Lach is your potter. It's a kaifa koil. He's saying, I owe you nothing. I gave you a watch. You agree you got the watch. You're saying it's worth, I'm saying it's worth a seller. Finish. I'm potter. You're potter from a shua. It's kaifa koil. I owe you nothing. Let's say, Let's say the Malvin says, Shimon says that you owe me 5,000. Why? It was only worth 5,000. It's worth 7,500. And I owe you something, but only 2,500. Chayv. Then look at the chayv. Know why? That's Maida Mixas. He's Maida, owes him 2,500. It's Maida Mixas. The Leivus Ruben's masking, he owes you 25,000. Because here, he's not saying that the masking is worth 10,000. He's saying 7,500. And you said 5,000. You said, oh, no, I don't owe you 5,000. You owe 2,500. The examples in the Braisa here are a sela and a shekel. And a shekel is a half sela, and three dinarim is three quarters. So we're just giving with the 10,000, 7,500 to make it easier for our numbers. So that's the case. So there it's possible in the mixer. So the first case, the ratio is kaifa koil. The seifa of the ratio is a case of moida mixas. Go to the Braisa Vayter. The Braisa says Vayter like this, that sela hovesicha sela of beza yeshava. Let's say it works the opposite case. Here, Reuven comes to Shimon. The same halva malvin leiva. Reuven comes to the malvin and says, by the way, where's my watch? It's worth 20,000. So you owe me 10,000 now. Where's my watch? Sell alvisino love beis hayeshava. And I'm here. The loive. It's the tables were reversed here. The loive is coming to the mouth and says, "You owe me $10,000." But law imer loy kela sell alvisicha love sell hayeshava. He says, "No. The mouth says, no way. The mask was only worth 10,000. You're taka potter, but I'm also potter. The law says everyone's potter." But what about Selel v'sino lov shnayim ha'yeshava? The loiva Reuven says it was worth 20,000. V'loim eloike ela Selel v'sicha lov. But Shimon says, no, it was, you're right, it was worth more than 10,000. But only worth heidin ha'yeshava, which comes out to our numbers, it was 12,500. So here, he's being masked, he owes $2,500. The malva owes, reverse the table, the malva owes loiva $2,500 because it was worth, the masking was worth 12,500. So chayiv. So then, yechayiv ashvua on the rest, because it's moide mixas. Okay, so that's, here's the case. The first case sounds like the loiv is making a shvua. In the second case, the malv is making a shvua. Minishba, the adkan abraisa. The braisa continues, like the adkan, the cases of the braisa. Minishba, who swears? Misha, but called an etzloi. You know who makes a shvua? The Malva makes a shvua. Why? Why does Malva make a shvua? Because Shema Yeshava Zeh, because the Leiva makes a shvua, how much this watch is worth, the Yaitza lost a Pekadoin, and the Malva will pull out the Pekadoin, that'll be a problem, because the Malva will show you in your face that you're a liar. We don't want to make someone be a liar. Therefore, we don't allow the Leiva to make a shvua, the Malva makes a shvua, because since the Malva could pull out the watch, we don't want the Leiva making a shvua. Now, if you keep track of the cases, it's poshut in the second case, the Malva makes a shvua. Who else makes a shvua? The Malva is the one who, the tefiah is on the Malva, the tefiah is on Shimon. He's the one who makes us.
Good.
Why? Who? No, bring it to the watchmaker. They'll pull out the watch, bring it to the watchmaker. They'll bring it to... Right, whatever, he knows. He's busy with this type of stuff. He has four Cartiers and he knows the stuff. Not sure. So to Gemara. So now, what's going? Before you ask questions, Mordechai, let's get the. You have the case clause. Let's get the case clause. So we have here a ratio and a seifa. In the ratio, the tvius, the tiniest, the one who had to pay will be the loiva. In the seifa will be the malva. So in the loiva, we said that when there's a case of moed mixas, the loiva has to pay or make a shua. And the seifa was saying is a case where the malva has to make a shua. So it says at the end of the price, who makes the shua? The malva, because we're not pulling something out. Somewhere else in the castle, what's going on here? Hey, what are we going on? Ilay ma seifa. If we're going on the seifa, the table is for guy malvi. Of course, the malva makes a shua. He's the one who's made the mixas. He's the one who has to pay. So of course he's making a shua. Don't tell me the whole stick of Torah why he's the one paying the money. Hey, ilay ma seifa. The table is for guy malvi. Don't come made the mixas a time. Eloma Shmuel. Shmuel says, no, Aresha. It's going on the Resha. Gemara says, my Aresha. The Resha was Kaifa Akal. So tomorrow, a Seifa the Resha. The Seifa the Resha is a case where Selal v'sichalov, the case was that Reuven borrowed $10,000, Shekel Yeshava, and the Malva says, Shimon says, it's only worth $5,000, so you owe me $5,000. And Reuven says, you're right to owe you money, but I don't owe you that much. The watch was worth $7,500. So he said, Chayef, the Shmuel gavi loivu. This Shmuel is gavi loivu. But Amar Rabbanon, and Rabbanon say, L'shtava Malva. You know what should make the Shmuel? The Malva should make the Shmuel. Why? Shema Yeshava Zev, it's Lazav Gadon. Because maybe Leiva didn't make a Shmuel that was worth $7,500. And the Malva say, ha ha, here it is. I told you it was stolen, it's really here. And look, you're a liar. So, Akaponim, so. What? Because he said it was stolen, but he didn't make a shua at least. So he's not the same liar. But Frey to Gemara, like you're saying, he makes himself a liar. Vim Isa le Rav Huna, Tapadaf Lamadim Aleph. Vim Isa le Rav Huna. If you hold the Rav Huna on Tapadaf Lamadim Hey, Kivin the Mishtaba, since he made Mishtaba Alvesh, Ain of a Shusa, Hechimotsa Mafik Law, then we say anytime a guy agrees that it was stolen and he's going to take responsibility, he still has to make a Shusa, Ain of a Shusa. He likes this watch. Here, he made a Shusa, Ain of a Shusa. Why do I worry about anything? He made a Shusa, Ain of a Shusa. What's going on over here? And for the Gemara, we say, we have a Kasha Rav Huna. So Gemara says a few different truths to answer Rav Huna. Amar Rava, the case is, Yesh Edim Shanishafa. That there was Edim that it was burnt. The case was here that the Malva didn't have to make a Shuvah Shem Shusha because he had Edim that the thing was burnt and it wasn't here anymore. So Freit Yamara, so then if that's the case, if he has Edim that, why we're worried? Why don't we let Loi make a Shuvah? He might pull something out. Yachim Hechem Aisla. Where did he come up with the watch from? We have Edim that was burnt. So what are we worried about? We're saying Loi was making a Shuvah because Malva might pull it out. Where's he pulling it out from? Elam Rav Yosef tweaks the terrace a little bit. Rav Yosef says Edim Shenignava. That the Edom came that was stolen. Therefore, we didn't have to make a Shavua, Shedim, and Shusai. But Saif Saif, Frank, the Mara stole. Okay, so why can't Levi make a Shavua? Why worry to come back? It was stolen. Saif Saif, Hechem Aisla. Sok the Gemara, the Tarach Maisla. Because the Malva, just to prove you wrong, might go and look for it. And it was only stolen, so he knows he can find it. Frank the Gemara, okay, Yachi, Kim Shtaba Malva. So now that the Malva's making a Shavua, how much it was worth. Nami, Litrach Leva, but Lacey, Levi will look for the Ghana and find it. So Mar says, no, Rizal Malva, Yod Man Ka'av Nafak Beis. He knows who comes in and out of his house. He figures he could find the Ghana if he really tries. He'll go to the cleaning help, whatever it is, he'll figure it out. Vaz Vatarach Maisala. Hell, Loiva, the Loiva has no clue how someone stole from your house. Mi Yod Man Ka'av Nafak Beis is the Malva. He has no idea what's going into the house of the Malva. So therefore, we're still worried that even if Edom Nigdva, you don't have to make a Shushayim Shushay, we're still worried the Malva might pull out the watch. How? He's going to get. He'll look for the Ganev and get the watch. So that's what I'm worried about. Again, we had a Brisa that says that the Malva makes a Shua, not the Loiva, because the Malva might pull it out. The question was, what do you mean? Malva, once he claims it was stolen, it was not here, he has to make a Shua. Terry says, we have Edom that it was stolen. Edom was stolen. Why worry? Because I'm worried that he might go and look for it. That's Terry number one. Well, Terry number two, Abaya Amar, Gezeira, Abada, maybe he made a Shua. But Abaya Amar, Gezeira, Shem Yitim, Yemele, Acha Shua Matsasiya. He might taina that I found it after the shua. My shua was true. I made a shua. It was true. I found it afterwards. It turned out it was not really stolen. The guy just took it because he wanted to show it to someone. And I got it back. And here it is. And that's what I'm still worried. Mama might pull it out. The question is, how would Mama put it? He might say it was after the shua matzasiya. Parrots number three, Rav Ashi Omar, Zen Nishba, V'Zen Nishba. Avada, the Mava makes shua, Shein V'Shusai. And you know who makes the shvua that of Moedah Miksas? The Loiva does. What does it mean, who makes the shvua? It means who goes first. So, Zenish v'Zenishba. Zenish v'Shenim v'Shusai, v'Zenish v'Kama Yeshava. And then Loiva makes the shvua how much it was worth. V'Och Kamar, Mi Nishba T'chilo. Who makes the shvua first? Malva Nishba T'chilo. He makes sure that Malva makes the shvua Shenim v'Shusai first. Why? Because if the Loiva makes a shvua first that it was worth 7,500, then the Malva might pull it out and say, aha, it's worth only 5,000. So then we make the Malva make a Shua first. That's not Peshusai. And therefore we're not worried he might pull it out. Minish Batchila. Malva Nish Batchila. Shema Yeshava Zeh V'yotzi Ha'loh Esapakadon. Because maybe this guy will swear and the other guy will pull out the Pekadon. Therefore we make him make a Shua Shem Shusai first. And therefore we're not worried that this will happen. And Amir Hashem, on tomorrow's shir, we'll continue a little bit with Rav Huna, but wanted to get in these three terutzim, three geshmaka terutzim to answer Rav Huna from this brisa, where this brisa says that the loiva shouldn't swear because the mama might pull out the watch. I the mama made a shvu shirim shusai. Three terutzim. Either Aiden that was dignava, therefore he'd have to make a shvu shirim shusai, or he might claim he found it after the shvu, or Hitaka, the loiva makes the shvu. Just here, we're saying that he makes the shvu first, shvu shirim shusai.